touchdown or turnover is backed by Alcorton Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Welcome back to Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. We'll be live there for National Signing Day, live show from 7 to 10, and we'll be hanging out past 10. Looking forward to seeing everyone there, meeting everyone. That's one of my favorite times of the year because Tennessee gets really good players and new people here in the program, and we get to follow recruiting, but more importantly, we get to spend time with each other, meet new people, new friends.
Maybe we can get a Charlie Burris.
He might be too busy. Who knows what Charlie will be doing at that time in the morning?
Somebody asked me this.
I'm aware.
Somebody asked me this yesterday, and honestly, it depends. I'll just put it that way. Depends on what exactly is going on in my life at that point.
So, yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see, man. See, certainly we would love to have Charlie there, but Charlie has to worry about Charlie first, and if it works out, great. If it doesn't, hey.
I'll say this. I will try. I'll try to.
That's all that matters.
That's the most I can do.
63 effort, Charlie. We appreciate that, man. Touchdown turnover, backed by Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong, better rates, and better service. Touchdown or turnover. The Colts, the Indianapolis Colts, will make it to the AFC Championship game. The AFC Championship game. How weird is this for all the Peyton Manning fans that really only became Colts fans because of Peyton Manning? Now that Peyton Manning's gone and the Colts kind of did Peyton Manning funky and dirty, then it came back later and kind of fixed it. But you're stuck now as a Colts fan after Peyton is gone. Well, you may look really, really good because the Colts right now, they're playing unbelievable football. Unbelievable football. And they truly have a legitimate shot at making the AFC Championship game. Question is, will they do it? Touchdown turnover. The Indianapolis Colts will make it to the AFC Championship game.
I'm going to go turnover just because I don't think they're going to beat the Chiefs this weekend. I'm a big believer in Patrick Mahomes, although as great as he has been this season, this is his first playoff game, and there's no telling how he will respond. I think we can sit here and say, oh yeah, he'll respond well, but we don't know until he gets into that situation. Just like a couple throws into the national championship game on Monday night, a lot of people thought that the moment was too big for Trevor Lawrence. He settled in, and after starting 2 of 7, I believe he finished 17 of 22. And so how does Patrick Mahomes respond to his first playoff start? And it's at home. Arrowhead will be rocking. The Colts are without Malik Hooker. They're without Mike Mitchell, two of their top safeties. And I think this Chiefs second, or this Chiefs receiver core and Patrick Mahomes are going to be able to take advantage of the Colts secondary, and I see the Chiefs winning this football game, so I say turnover.
I hate the Colts. And I want them to lose very, very badly. I will absolutely be cheering for the Chiefs, but I'm going to say touchdown. Because the Chiefs are garbage at home in the playoffs. Now, Patrick Mahomes might flip that around. But the Chiefs, I want to say they've lost 7 home playoff games in a row, something like that. I believe last year it was 6. The Titans then beat them at home in Arrowhead in the playoffs. And I believe made it 7 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of in a position like, I'll believe it when I see it. I mean, you guys are kind of cursed at home in the playoffs. And so, like you said, Pat Mahomes, in his first playoff game ever, the Chiefs defense is pretty meh. And the Colts are playing out of their mind right now. Facts are facts. Andrew Luck is a veteran. He's going to be composed. He's going to play well. And I'm going to say that the Colts pull this out, and I'm going to grit my teeth and be really mad, and it's going to be annoying because it should have been the Titans, but whatever.
If the Colts lose, are you going to say that the Titans had just as good of a season because they only won one game more than the Titans?
No, I will not, because the Titans did not make the playoffs at all. So that's okay. That's the difference. And also, the Titans did not beat the Colts at all. They lost to them twice. Where last year, the Titans beat the Jags twice.
The Titans need to go sign Andrew Luck so that they don't have to worry about him
so anymore. True. Please.
Just sign him.
Come can't to beat
him. Get him to come to your school or yeah. your program. I'm going to go touchdown. The reason why is because we were sitting here last week and we were looking at the wild card weekend.
The road teams.
And the quarterbacks in this matchup, you had old school vet quarterback versus the young whippersnappers. You had Andrew Luck versus young Deshaun Watson. You had Russell Wilson versus a young Dak Prescott. You had Phillip Rivers versus a young Lamar Jackson. And then you had Nick Foles versus a young Mitchell Trubisky. Well, the only one who won out of that matchup was Dak Prescott. Here you have Andrew Luck versus a young Patrick Mahomes, which Mahomes may be the NFL MVP. I don't trust the Kansas City Chiefs running defense in this matchup. I really don't. And I trust Andrew Luck. I trust that running game. Man, this is tough. I'm going to go touchdown. I think the Colts beat the Chiefs, man. I really do.
Now, this gives me confidence because last week
I was wrong.
The touchdown or turnover was will two road teams win last weekend, and you had – help me recall what game a lot
they
of
did right the Eagles won and the Chargers
I know the Chargers
and then
won,
the Colts
and the
so
Colts
actually three
so and I believe you two both said turnover.
Mm-hmm.
They were not. I think I was the only one that said the road teams will win.
Yeah, you were right. You were right, Ben, because I picked the Ravens to win. I picked the Bears to win.
So this gives me confidence that
the
Chiefs are going to be playing in the AFC Championship game.
You should have confidence.
Now, the question is, will they be playing the Patriots or the Chargers? Because I think this is very interesting.
Patriots.
If it was anywhere but New England, I would pick Los Angeles. I would pick the Chargers. That defense is really, really good. I love Phillip Rivers. He doesn't care that it's the Patriots and that it's Tom Brady. But maybe I need to go check the forecast again. But earlier this week, I believe I saw where it is supposed to be snowy. Really snowy in Foxborough this weekend, and the Chargers have been on the West Coast all season, and even when they've ventured to the East Coast, they haven't necessarily had to deal with super cold weather. I think that's a real factor, and because of that, the Patriots are used to playing in that. I think the Patriots
never pick against the Patriots in Gillette Stadium.
See,
don't do it.
Until this year, I was on that theory. But this isn't the same Patriots team. Tom Brady is not the same guy he was last year.
It's
Gronk.
Not.
Have you seen Gronk running up and down the field? It looks like Titans Bill running up and down the field.
It's definitely not. They're old and getting a little crotchety, but don't do it.
How many games
don't pick against them in the playoffs?
How many games have the Chargers lost on a row this year? I'll give you the answer. The answer is zero. So something's going to give.
They lost all four games at home?
No, they are undefeated on the road. They have lost zero games on the road this year.
Yeah, but they've lost four games, and they were all at home?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yep, yep. Mm. So on the road, they are warriors. They are road warriors. And so I like the Chargers and how they're playing right now.
I checked the forecast. No snow. No precipitation,
but is it
whatsoever?
Is it gonna be
high of 31, low of 16?
That's cold. That's cold, man.
Being over here, you fake Al Roker.
I saw where it's supposed to snow. So whoever I saw it on Twitter. So Twitter is fake news. that's what I'm going to blame. But because it is not snowing, I'm picking the Chargers to win that football game.
Ah,
Phillip Rivers has played in cold weather down in North Alabama before.
Yeah, it's hot. It's hot in North Alabama. But yeah. I have the Colts winning, and I like the Chargers. Golly, two away teams?
It's weird.
We all know it's going to be the Patriots again. Don't do this.
I don't know, man. Don't do this.
Hey, that's what they said about Alabama on Monday night.
I don't know. I don't have that same feeling about the Patriots. I just
not
don't.
The same team.
Is the dynasty over?
I don't know.
It might be.
I don't feel the same.
At a certain point, Tom Brady's body's going to break down, and Gronk's getting old, but... I gotta see it to believe it.
Yeah, me too. Let me take a look at the text box before we take a quick time out here. 865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Jimmy Clemens says, Pruitt is already great at recruiting. T. Martin is already great at recruiting. Imagine T and Pruitt together. Wow. Yeah, that's why y'all get this done. No doubt. Nelson says, do you think we have a chance to reel in Charles Moore? Absolutely. I think Charles had a injury early in the season, and there was some talk that maybe Tennessee would maybe kind of cool down. It wasn't playing lights out, but then Charles Moore kind of came on, and Tennessee's always been in a good place with Charles Moore. Always. So we do have a really good chance to get Charles Moore. Now, Alpha PA says if JG's starting next year, we are in trouble. Okay.
I disagree.
Let's see.
Who else is it going to be?
JT Shrout or Brian Maurer?
Come on.
Okay. Adam from West Tennessee says, Swain, did you see T's tweet? No, I did not. What did T say? What was T Martin's last tweet? What did he say? Let's see. Let's see what T Martin is saying. Is he talking about Tennessee? Huh? Is he giving us some hints?
His last tweet was to somebody that said, congratulations to your son and your family. What an incredible experience. And he said, thank you, with some prayer hands.
What about his latest tweets? Talking anything about Tennessee?
And then another tweet to, looks like a recruit. And then one to another radio personality in town that said, thank you for dessert, small world, and has a crying, laughing face emoji.
Okay.
Maybe that's the one they're referring to. Because it kind of sounds like...
And then everything after that is all Clemson related.
Yeah, T is... T's not in town. Now, I don't think he is. I haven't heard that he was, but... I know T and Tennessee have talked. I know they are talking. And I know we need to make some moves because the coaches hit the road today and tomorrow. And it would be good to have coaches that you know that will be coaching for you next year to be out recruiting instead of coaches that may not be here next year. I just think that would be a smart move. Don't know about y'all, but I just think that's pretty important.
Nah, it's pretty important.
Yeah. I think the timing is right. I think the timing is perfect. And please, Tennessee. Please, Coach Former. Please, Jeremy Pruitt. Don't lowball. Please. Please do not have this thought that because he played here, he should take less. That's not the way it's supposed to work. If anything, you're supposed to take care of your own better. That's the way it's supposed to work. Please understand this. And please do not let T. Martin go somewhere else because he was valued more than his home. If anyone should value T. Martin the most, it should be Tennessee. Based on what happened last time, that's what I think this is about. And this is going to be very, very important. We need to step back from the picture a little bit. Let's step out of the bubble. Let's evaluate ourselves here. Let's talk about ourselves. We don't value our own as much as we should.
No.
You look on Vol Twitter, man, everybody eating their own. That's kind of been our personality for a very long time around here. If anything, you treat your own better than anybody on the outside. Never should there be a situation where someone from the outside is treated better than someone that laid it on the line for Tennessee. That don't even make any sense. And that's kind of part of the issues we've had here the last couple decades. We got to be better there. We have to be better there. And here's a chance. Here's a chance to fix all that and start all over. You have a dude out here that is unemployed. And he has 2 years left of getting paid by his former employer. And he's going to get phone calls and opportunities at other schools. He is one of the best recruiters in the country who happens to have all the connections in Atlanta. If I asked you the three or four cities that are very important for Tennessee's recruitment, could you name those three or four cities and areas for me?
Atlanta.
Atlanta is one.
Memphis.
Memphis is another.
I'd say Charlotte.
Charlotte is another, that area.
And then the mid-state.
That's exactly. Yeah. I mean, those are your areas. You got a guy that can recruit all of that area. And you don't really need him to recruit North Carolina, because guess who's recruiting North Carolina already?
Brian Niedermeyer.
Brian Niedermeyer. Hashtag Big Bang Tank Little Bank. Brian Niedermeyer. Brian, hashtag Big Bang Tank Little Bank Niedermeyer. Yes. So you add T. Martin with Brian Niedermeyer and Jim Chaney? Because Niedermeyer and T. Martin is going to bring all the players for Jim Chaney to work with. Like, this is to me, this is easy. So the extra money we went to go get for Jim Chaney, you need to go get that same money from somewhere else and get it to T. Martin. You got to make this happen. This is a no-brainer. This is easy to me.
We'll see if...
I'm telling you, if it don't happen, we mess it up, I ain't going to be happy about it. I'm just letting you know, I ain't going to be happy. I might not say some things, but I ain't going to be happy about it, because this is easy. This is a layup.
It seems like an absolute no-brainer. You just gotta make it happen. And that's, for Tennessee, that always seems to be the toughest part.
Because the thing is, as long as you don't lowball him, he's probably going to pick you over other opportunities.
Yeah, he has some amount of loyalties to the school. I mean, he's got to do what's best for him, but at a certain point, I would say that he wants to come to Tennessee over, Alabama. Come on. Don't overthink it.
This is easy, man. This is easy. You're talking about a home run hire with Jim Chaney. This will be a home run hire for T. Martin, too. Pair these guys up and let them go dominate. Let them go dominate. 865-200-5503. Stay with us. Be right back.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials for the fall. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the smokehouse stew, barbecue cheddar meatloaf, or the smoked turkey and dressing, which includes sliced smoked turkey and cornbread dressing paired with sauteed Brussels sprouts, mashed potatoes, and a side of turkey gravy. While Dead End offers a different specialty meal each day, you can get their hillbilly chili every day. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The fall flavor search is over.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Sipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike, between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
We
We're here with Dr. Mike Carlson of Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine. If you have orthopedic injuries such as shoulder pain, knee pain, or instability, Achilles tendonitis, golfers, or tennis elbow, do what I did and give them a call.
Yeah, Jason, we specialize in regenerative non-surgical orthopedics. So we treat damaged ligaments, tendons, and joints, including things like rotator cuff injuries, knee instability, elbow problems, as well as foot problems like plantar fasciitis, Achilles, things of that nature, by injecting with stem cells and what's called PRP, or platelet-rich plasma. And this form of treatment we do under ultrasound, so we know we have our target. And it also stimulates the body's own reparative process, and this allows for the healing of damaged tissue. And as you well know, I mean, numerous professional and collegiate athletes, guys like Steph Curry, Tiger Woods, and even yourself with your ankle injury, have been using this form of treatment for years. And so we offer that same type of treatment here in East Tennessee.
Visit them on the web at trsportsmedicine.com. Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine, East Tennessee's leader in regenerative therapy.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
If you aren't following the Swain event on Twitter, then are you even on Twitter? Hit that follow button. It's the right thing to do.
Listen to me on the text box says, what do you mean by lowballing T? Why not just let the USC, let USC pay the lion's share of a salary? Please discuss. Thank you, Kit. What I mean by not lowballing is not paying him some low number. Pay him what any other program that would want him pay him. That's what I mean. I mean, we have a problem sometimes with not understanding the power of our own people. I mean, remember there was a time when like the field's conditions were like terrible? I mean, like super, super bad. Now that's fixed, but we had the resources right here to not let that happen, but we didn't use them. And the fields were terrible. Guys were getting hurt. They looked like baseball field in November. And then, voila, we haven't heard much about that problem. I mean, we have resources here in Tennessee. We have resources here. We have a lot of players and who are coaching who would do a great job here at Tennessee. Well, one of your best players who helped you win a championship, who has done a dang good job out here coaching, he's available. So don't think that just because he's a player, a foreign player, that you should pay him less and he should take it. That's not the thinking we need to have. Now, from a business standpoint, I understand trying to save some money because USC is paying a buyout. I get that. But that's because of what he did at USC. Don't try to take that money away from him. Dude got a family. He got some kids now. So don't try to lowball him and take advantage of the fact that USC is paying him. Pay him what you think he's worth. Pay him what you think he is worth. That's all I'm saying. Don't be in my pockets counting my money. You pay me what you think I'm worth. That's what this is about, in my opinion. Charlie, your next endeavor, let's say that I was still paying you some money, and your new employer or whatever business you're going to do, whatever, knew that about our situation, and knowing that, decided to pay you less. How would you feel about that?
That would not be too cool. I'd probably look somewhere else.
Yeah, you want to get paid based on what you're worth.
Yep.
They shouldn't pay you based on what I'm paying you. They should pay you what they think you're worth. And that's how I think Tennessee should approach this. approach it that way. 865-255-03. Let's see here in the text box this morning. Oh, no, let's go to the phones. Who do we have on the phones?
We have Chris Washington.
Chris Washington. Man, that's a full name.
What's
Chris.
Going on? What's up? Going to call you down from Mobile. What's going on,
brother? What's up, Chris? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Hey, I hear y'all mentioning Atlanta and Charlotte. Man, if y'all had T. Martin on that staff, all this talent down here in Mobile, you know I'm going to brag about my city. He'd have them up there. I just remember when Butch Jones was trying to recruit Mobile, he was offering kids 2 days before signing day. Just imagine if we had him on our staff. He was taking kids out to USC with him. You mean to tell me they wouldn't be up in Knoxville?
He would definitely have some success down in Mobile. I think Alabama is Mobile territory, but I think he would come across the Jameis Winstons, the T. Martins, the Jamarcus Russells, who say, you know what, I want to zig where everyone's zagging. You're going to come across some of those guys in Mobile, and yes, I think he can recruit Mobile area too.
Yeah, Saban and Malzahn, they can't get everybody out. There's plenty of talent down here.
It sure is. There was a stat not too long ago that looked at the little area right there in Mobile, and they had more players in the NFL like per area than most areas in the country. I go back and look at it, but so many players from that area play in the NFL. There's a lot of talent down there. And again, T is from there. Yeah, T is from that area too.
Enjoy your show, bro. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
All right.
Let's get to Buck Nasty on the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Buck Nasty, good morning.
Good morning. Is this the official interview?
Yeah, man. You're actually 3 minutes early. Wow.
Well, I like to show up early, but I thought this would be a FaceTime interview, so I rented this tux for nothing.
Yeah, I mean, we can FaceTime if you want.
That's okay.
You want to FaceTime Buck Nasty?
Nah, that's okay. We'll have a more intimate interview at some other point in endeavor, I'm sure.
Gotcha. So you are interviewing for the co-host, co-coordinator, co-host of the Swain event, sir. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. That's the title that I'd like to be put into. Might I add, I'm also really good at janitorial services.
Okay. So you can clean bathrooms, things like that, toilets?
Yes, sir. I can also hit the dump button.
Okay. That's what you mean by janitorial services. Okay. The dump button. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We might need you because of Neyland Mafia.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm on standby. He's a West Tennessee native, but I am on standby. I have no problem dumping Mafia if I have to.
Why do you want to be a part of the Swain event, Buck Nasty?
Well, why wouldn't I is the question.
Okay.
Talk about Tennessee sports all day long. Every day, it'd be the greatest job in the history of mankind. Even though we've had such a roller coaster lately with all this great news, you know, we got Cheney and, you know, we're rolling in hot on T. Martin, you know, and then the other day, yesterday, I hear the news that Charlie's leaving and it took the wind out of my sails, you know, and I'm like, oh, no. But it opened the door of opportunity for old Buck Nasty.
Sure did.
One door closes and another one opens.
That's right, Charlie. And I was thinking, you know, let me be your Cheney for your co-host position. Let me come in and swoop in and be your home run hire. Even though he's leaving us like Kiffin in the middle of the night. And we're not going to mess this up by hiring a Dooley F still. You can make it real by hiring a man like me to come in and be like Cheney is for the Vols OC.
Man, you make a compelling argument right there, man.
Pitch.
That's a huge pitch. You know, I am impressed by text messages that are sent to me in all caps, wanting the job. That impresses me. I'm not John Curry. I'm not going to say who is this. I'm not going to ignore you. I am actually impressed by someone that wants something so bad enough that they're willing to send a text in all caps like Brady Hoke.
Oh, I can do that.
Okay.
I can do that. Did I mention I work cheap?
That's actually the most important part, but nasty. That's important.
Can you do a Brady Hoke impression, though? That's the key. Jason, I would like you to know that I would want the co-host position for your show.
The way it goes is this is a dream opportunity for me to be here at the University of Tennessee, and I would love to stay and be the head coach here or whatever.
Perfect.
Our D-line sucked this year, but that's okay. I can do better in other areas.
Now, Buck Nasty, the real question is, and I already know the answer, but in this interview, we have to ask anyways. A, do you like barbecue? And B, do you like banana pudding?
I'm going to go with both. Ben, I'm going to double down and go with both. I'm even going to split them on there and do a hard double down right here.
Oh, man.
We're not going to check any arrest records, Buck Nasty, so I think you should be okay, too.
Oh, you'll find that clean. I got all that expunged a couple years ago.
Oh, man, Buck Nasty, I love you, man. You something else. You something else, Buck Nasty. Oh,
man, you guys are great. Charlie, I hate to hear that you leave, and I really enjoy you being on the show. It was saddening to hear yesterday. I mean, like I said, we was doing so well with everything here and all the great news. You know, we just whipping rear end in basketball just left and right, and then, bam, Charlie's leaving. I was like, oh, no, man, you got to be kidding me.
I really appreciate that, Buck Nasty. It's tough, but I thank you for the kind words. I really appreciate it.
Oh, we're going to miss you, my man, but the show must go on, and I am the man that can fill the void. At the same time,
I believe in you.
I'm only one man.
We will consider you, Buck Nasty, and we will get back to you soon.
All right, thanks, guys. Y'all have a great day.
Hey, thank you. I'll tell you one thing about the Swain event. We know how to keep in information better than the Bush Jones regime. That's for sure.
And the
how about that
regime?
I mean,
it's not been their fault.
Yeah, I mean, the Cheney hire, man. I mean, they got it done, and there was a lot of smoke before it happened, but they kept that thing pretty close to the vest. They did a good job with the Cheney stuff.
But to your point, I mean, this has been in the works for what, a month now, Charlie?
Yeah, I got a couple text messages, Charlie, by the way. People were like,
already?
Are you prepared? Did he just spring this on you? Because I think they were ready to beat you. I think they were ready to beat you up or something.
Just now, yeah, I came in this morning and I said, I quit.
Yeah, like, no, we.
I'm done with this. No, this has been in the works for a while. Yeah,
This has been planned for about a month now, that Charlie's last day will be Friday. And it's kind of been in the works for a while. We wanted to make sure everything was done the right way. And so yesterday just so happened to be the right day to kind of come out and say that. But there's a plan in place. We're not flying by the seat of our pants here. So, call off the dogs. You don't have to beat up Charlie.
But to your point, we us three are better at running a ship than most college football programs.
Yeah, man.
It's been in the works for a month, and it has not gotten out there.
No, it has not, man.
Didn't leak.
No leaks. I didn't have anyone, sending me a message from their mama's basement on the message board or something like that saying they knew that Charlie was leaving. We didn't see any of that.
Can you confirm the rumors that Burris is leaving?
No, didn't get any of that. No leaks, man. No leaks. The Swain of it. No leaks. 865-255-03 is a B-Dry waterproofing hotline, because if you do have leaks yourself, B-Dry waterproofing hotline is what you need to B-Dry waterproofing is a place you need to call. B-Dry.com. All right, we will take a quick timeout and return after this.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. The next thing you know, you're being arrested for DUI. Be responsible, but remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call DUI and criminal defense attorney Marcos Garza. Put this number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty, say Garza. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799. Gentlemen, when it comes to taking care of your health, sometimes the first step is the hardest. Low T Center is making it easier to take that first step. It all starts with knowing the numbers that are essential to a man. Testosterone levels, blood pressure, cholesterol, prostate, and thyroid. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to get all these levels checked and more. Low T Center specializes in men's health and has expanded their services, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, hypertension, severe allergies, high cholesterol, diabetes, and annual physicals, along with testosterone replacement therapy. The physicians at Low T Center not only want to help you feel good again, they want to help you prevent any serious health problems moving forward. Now, with the holistic approach to your overall health and wellness, Low T Center is making it more convenient for men to take care of their health, and most health insurance is accepted. They'll even verify for you. Take the first step for your health and call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388, or go to lowtcenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare.
Beatty Chevrolet is celebrating 85 years of low prices. And during Truck Month, choose from over 400 trucks and SUVs, all deeply discounted. Like a new Silverado, now 25% off. A new Equinox, now 20% off. And a certified pre-owned 15 Equinox or Terrain, now $16,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Big selection and even bigger savings. That's why it's better at Beatty Chevrolet.
Number 232 savings off MSRP. Include all dealer savings and manufacturer incentives with approved credit. Must finance through GM. Offer expires 8/31.
When you're out running around shopping for all your holiday gatherings, don't forget to grab the Mrs. Grissom's. Mrs. Grissom's salads and cheese spreads are perfect when you need a delicious, easy meal and ready-to-eat containers the whole crowd will enjoy, like the select old-fashioned pimento cheese or cranberry pecan chicken salad or the classic Mrs. Grissom's ham salad. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's. Find recipe ideas and coupons at MrsGrissom's.com.
You don't have to take an L just because you can't listen to the Swain event live. You can catch up on the podcast posted daily on the app, online, and on iTunes.
Going to the B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline, we have Fox Vall here in the Swain event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Fox Vall, good morning.
Morning, fellas. How we doing?
Man, great. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic, trying to stay warm out here.
Man, temperatures.
Weather can make up its mind.
Yeah, man, temperatures dropped really, really quickly yesterday, man. Messed up my basketball game.
Hey, I've been meaning to call in the last couple of days, but I just haven't had a chance. Had a question about the basketball team, actually. I know a lot of people are talking about how deep we are as a team and how talented we are, and I agree with that. The only thing that I'm kind of concerned about, and I wanted to get your all's opinion on it, is the point guard position. I know we have some guys that can handle the ball. I know we have some guys that are that could probably step in and do a serviceable job. But when I look at a guy like Jordan Bone, if he gets injured or if something happens, I think he's kind of like the glue for the team, in my opinion. Am I wrong about that?
You're right.
I mean, he's super fast. He's quick. He gets to different spots on the floor. He plays defense well. He's a great slasher. He's got good vision. He obviously knows the offense, and now his confidence is through the roof. So he can drop 20, 25 points in a given night. I'm just kind of worried about that. I don't know what our depth is behind the point guard position.
During the non-conference schedule, you saw Rick Barnes kind of use different players to bring the ball up. Jordan Bowen, when Lamonte Turner was out, they used that opportunity to run the offense without Jordan Bone. Because what happens if he gets hurt? I mean, last year, Kyle Alexander gets hurt, and you lose against Loyola. I think if he's out there, you win. And I don't know if they had enough time to really prepare without playing with the Kyle Alexander. This preseason, or not preseason, but the schedule, the games that were played before the conference games, that was an opportunity to just prepare for the offense to be ran and ran efficiently without Jordan Bone. I agree with you. Jordan Bone is the glue. He, you can tell the difference when he's not out there. He gets the ball in the right place at the right time for folks to make a play. He is making his outside shots. He is counted on to make free throws late. You can tell by the selection of him when there's a technical foul. They choose him to shoot because he is money from the free throw line. He is very, very money. Important. He's very important. So you just hope that he stays healthy. Now, he is a guy that gets really great height on his jump shot, and when he finishes around the basket, like, he's up there. And so you just hope that something doesn't happen where someone comes up underneath him or something like that, or he steps on someone's foot and twists his ankle. I mean, he's a guy who likes to finish around the rim. And kind of like an offensive line and defensive line in the trenches, that's where most of the injuries happen. You know, down in the paint, there's a lot of bodies down there. And so that's the only thing that concerns me, is that if Jordan Bone gets hurt or something, then, I mean, this offense looks different. Now, they'll still be good, but we're not just trying to be good, right? We're trying to go win a championship.
He's so fast, man. He is so fast. I don't see anybody – I don't know if anybody in the SEC really can match that speed.
No.
I mean, he's just a blazer.
The only one that might be able to match it is Jared Harper at Auburn. He's like 5'7", and is really fast as well.
He is itty-bitty.
And then you got the height. I mean, someone that tall, that fast, playing basketball, it's insane, man. I love watching this team. I like their attitude. I think if he stays healthy, in my opinion – I don't see why we can't make a run at a championship. I know everybody's saying that, but I look at that as like, I'm kind of like keeping him out here doing my spiritual dances. And, look at that. Hey, man, let's protect this guy. Don't let him get hurt. But, no, that's all I have, man. You guys take care and have a nice day.
Hey, thank you, Foxfall.
Yeah, to me, Jordan Bone is the absolute X factor for this team in terms of having a realistic chance at a Final Four championship run. Because when you look at the teams that win national championships, almost across the board, they have great guard play. You look last year, Villanova, their entire team is built around that.
Mm-hmm. And so like the year before, North Carolina and Joel Berry.
Exactly. And so I think you have to have him. An injury to him would be absolutely devastating to this team, even if there was a decent backup. And there is. I mean, Lamonte Turner could do it adequately, and so could Jordan Bowden, but they could not do it anywhere close to the level that Jordan Bone's going to be able to do it, and it would be completely devastating no matter how you slice it.
No, I truly believe Jordan Bone is the best point guard in the country as of this moment, not in
right
pure
now.
Talent, because obviously a guy like Trey Jones at Duke, he's going to be a top 10 pick. The potential for him at 19 years old, 18 years old in the NBA is far greater than Jordan Bone's. But in terms of what he means to his team and the way he's playing, I think Jordan Bone is very important, or is the best player in the country at the point guard position. And real quick, Charlie, I saw a sentiment. I tweeted that out during the Missouri game because I said, I'm running out of ways to describe just how well Jordan Bone is playing. In my opinion, he is playing as the best point guard in the country. And there's some sentiment that I got back that Jordan Bone is benefiting off of Admiral Grant and those guys being around him. And I say,
sure.
Trey Jones would like a word. I would say the opposite. Trey Jones is benefiting from RJ Barrett, Cam Reddish, Zion Williamson. Jordan Bone is the one that is getting Admiral the ball, is getting Jordan Bowden the ball, getting his shots, getting Grant Williams the ball, getting Kyle Alexander the ball. Jordan Bone is the glue to the offense, and he is the one that is getting the offense going. He's the one that sets the tone. And if you were asked Rick Barnes that, he would say exactly that.
Well, I think you can see, if you compare the last two games where Jordan Bone and Jordan Bowden have absolutely gone off, where they both had huge games, Tennessee wins by 46 and 24, a combined 70 points. And you go back to a game like Georgia Tech Tennessee clearly better than Georgia Tech, but it was close, relatively speaking. I mean, Tennessee, I think they had the lead for the entire game, and they ended up winning by double digits, but closer than you probably would have liked with how bad Georgia Tech is. And what happened in that game? Guards didn't step up like they have in these last two. I think it takes Tennessee to a complete other level when those guys are working at the top end of their game. It takes Tennessee from being the number three team in America to being number one, in my opinion, to being the best team out there. So if Tennessee keeps playing at this click, they will go undefeated in league play. That's not likely going to happen, but they're way better than everybody else in the SEC if they play like they have been in the last two games. And that's the reality of the situation. It's so awesome to be able to talk about a team at Tennessee that is the case, that they are this good. Man, what a joy they are.
They are fun, man. Fun to watch. Let's go to Evan on the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Evan, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Man, we're great. How are you?
Good. I didn't get a chance to call in yesterday. I just wanted to say how happy I am with the hire. I think it's an excellent hire. I wasn't surprised to see the Dan Wilkins out there sort of criticize it. He's just a UT troll, I think. But I was a little surprised, like Mike Farrell, the Rivals guy, and maybe a few other national media guys trying to say, like, you know, oh, it's an okay hire. And just because I felt that, I don't know why they took that take. But even if that's true, like, to be honest, like, an okay hire is, like, we haven't had one of those at Tennessee in a really long time. Like, can we just get back to the okay level first before we worry about, like, the knockout level? Like, I don't really know why that was kind of thrown out there through some national media takes. And also, just one other thing, you may have already mentioned this stat, so forgive me if I'm bringing it up again, but just I saw an interesting note that, you know, the first thing Butch Jones did as head coach was fire Sam Pittman and fire Jim Chaney, and now both of those two guys are the highest paid coach in their position in the country. It's interesting how that stuff kind of works out in the end. So, yeah. Anyway, you guys have a great show.
No, thank you. Thank you so much, Evan. Thanks for the phone call. I don't fault Butch Jones for having his own system and his own coaches. I truly understand that, because Jim Chaney doesn't do what got Butch Jones to that point. Do we like Butch Jones? No, we don't like Butch Jones. Now that, you know, everything is kind of coming out, and there's more, trust me, that you may find out about what happened here at Tennessee under Butch Jones. But let's put our emotions to the side here. Butch Jones got that opportunity because of his success previously, I guess. And you're not going to deviate from that just because you have a couple guys already on that staff. And they don't even do what you do. So I understand. I truly do understand rolling with your own guys. But those guys that you let go, look at where they are now. Chaney is the highest paid offense coordinator in the country. And Sam Pittman is regarded as the best offensive line coach in the country, making $1 million, who is the only offensive lineman in the country making that type of money. So they're going to be without each other this year. They will be coaching against each other and competing against each other. Tennessee has Chaney and Georgia has Pittman, but I'm happy so much for the addition of Chaney, and I don't really understand why some of the national media guys are kind of hating on the move. It's by fits, and what Tennessee needs is exactly what Jim Chaney brings to the table. So it's a great hire. It is a home run hire for Jeremy Pruitt. And now we have to make sure that Chaney is successful. Let me make this last point. We'll go back to the phones. You don't just hire Jim Chaney and go, all right, Jim Chaney, go do it. No, you have to help Jim Chaney be successful. And the way you help him be successful is you get him players. Pruitt helping him be successful is letting him do his thing and have undeniable communication with him. And y'all be on the same page. There's no sense in bringing in a guy like Jim Chaney and pay him all this money, but not give him the tools to be successful. That's like Coach Fulmer. There's no reason to bring in Jeremy Pruitt if you're not going to help him be successful. If Jeremy Pruitt fails, it is on Coach Fulmer. If Jim Chaney fails, it is on Jeremy Pruitt and Coach Fulmer. You just don't hire a dude and go, hey, just go do it. Chaney needs players. And this is where the assistant coaches come into play, how well they recruit and how well they develop. T. Martin. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Mike in Georgia. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. First of all, this is my first time calling in. Thank you guys for what you do. You do a great job. And Swain, thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
Off the field, and I love what you do on the air.
Appreciate it, man.
Great job. Main reason I'm calling is about basketball. The two callers ago was a perfect segue for me into that. Obviously, I'm stoked about the Chaney hire. I think it's for what happened with the time between Helton and Chaney, I think it's perfect ending. And we'll see, of course, how it plays out. But back to basketball, yeah, this team is so much fun. I really want to praise the staff and two players in addition to the staff, and those guys are Jordan Bowden and Kyle Alexander. Bowden, when he went to the coming off the bench role, I think he handled that perfectly. I think it either challenged him or brought forth his level of aggression because he's playing so aggressive and so confident right now, and it's taken the team to another level, like what we saw against Georgia and like we saw when we flipped that deficit against Missouri. So I just credit the staff and Jordan Bowden for that because some guys could pout or they could whine about, you know, coming off the bench, and he has, you know, all indications handled it like a champ.
Yep.
And I don't know that I necessarily want to see him back in the start. Not against him, but I don't want to necessarily see this lineup change, see him back in the start lineup because he has handled it. He's playing so much better right now than he was to start the season. Shooting the three ball I know will come if it does, but he's playing so aggressive, driving and taking it to the hoop. And, gosh, just credit to the staff, credit to Jordan Bowden, and Kyle Alexander is playing like a man possessed.
I think for Jordan Bowden, that change, putting him on the bench for Ease Ponds, him coming off, he had to adjust to that. He didn't know, you know, where he fed in. Grant Williams was the number one option, and Admiral Schofield, and Jordan Bone was emerging. And, man, when do I have the green light? When do I need to make a play? And it took Jordan Bowden to kind of adjust to that, and now he has. He's went for 20 points in his last two games. And to me, he is the front runner to be the SEC Sixth Man of the Year. He is instant production off of the bench. Not just saying instant offense, but he's instant production defensively and offensively. Man, this team's fun to watch. I mean, they are appointment television.
I think he's the perfect example of what makes this team so good. It's true team basketball. Because, yeah, he got taken out of the starting lineup. And he didn't sit and pout about it. He went, took it as a challenge, and now he's playing better than he ever has. Like that's the perfect encapsulation of what this team is all about. Is what Jordan Bowden's done this season. God, so great. Love this team.
Let's get back to the phones, and let's go to Jared. Jared, good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
Fantastic, Jared. Hope you are too.
I was, man, until I heard Charlie's leaving. I'll be honest.
I'm sorry, man.
Hey, you actually sort of stole my point. I was going to say, what's the odds of Bowden winning Sixth Man of the Year if he keeps coming off the bench? And also, if you was doing a scouting report on Tennessee basketball, where's their weak point?
There isn't one.
There ain't one.
You have to pick your poison.
A player would have to get injured for them to have a weakness.
Yep.
I'll put it that way.
Well, and let's say if we do lose, God forbid we did, somebody did get hurt. I mean, then you still got the reigning Sixth Man of the Year coming off the bench. Then you got Bowden coming off the bench. Folkies, I'm really impressed the way Fulkerson's playing. I think he's put in the work, and it's finally playing off, and I love that. I love seeing hard work paying off for the kids, but Anyway, I'm taking my girlfriend's little boy to his first Tennessee game February 13th, and his family.
I see what you're doing there, man. I see what you're doing, getting those good cool points.
Well, his dad or his grandfather actually is third all time in assists at Tennessee. But his family, all his little cousins are Kentucky fans. So, you know what I mean? I gotta step in. I don't want that wish I had on him, but anyway.
Mom's gonna be happy with you.
About it. Y'all have a great day, man. It's been a while since I called in, and I just want to call and say I ain't heard from him, but I'm still listening, still enjoy your show, and I appreciate you.
Thank you, Jared. Appreciate you, man. Hope you have a great time at the basketball game.
And to Jared's point about if somebody did get hurt, there's still plenty of weapons. I'll take it a step further and make another point off of it. People think that this run is going to be a one-season thing. Tennessee loses two very key pieces after this season in Kyle Alexander, Adam Schofield, two great leaders on this basketball team. But assuming Grant Williams comes back, which I believe he will, you'll have a senior Grant Williams, a senior Jordan Bone, a senior Jordan Bowden, a senior Lamonte Turner. You'll have a redshirt junior, John Fulkerson, a junior, Derek Walker, a junior, redshirt junior, Jalen Johnson. You'll have DJ Burns, who will be a redshirt freshman and ready to play. You'll have Josiah James, a five-star, who will play right away, will probably be Bone and Bowden's backup, will relieve them if they get into foul trouble or get hurt or anything of that nature. You'll have a junior, Eve Pons. Like, this team isn't going anywhere anytime soon.
It's built for the long haul.
If you if you're going to try to beat Tennessee, you just hope that they are off one night. You play zone. You're not going to be able to rebound playing man because – you're not going to be able to rebound playing man. You're not going to be able to get around Grant Williams' big butt. You're not going to be able to get around this fundamentally sound defense. They're going to block you out. Mm-hmm. When you play zone, you can offensive rebound better because people are blocking out zones rather than the man. And playing man-to-man is the best defense if you're going to have clean blockouts.
If you have the guys to do it.
You play zone. You hope they're off.
Yep.
And maybe someone gets in foul trouble and it throws off. That's the only way you can beat Tennessee. And there's only a few teams in the country that could probably beat Tennessee if Tennessee has like an off night shooting, because Tennessee can still find other ways to beat you, and they can play defense to create offense on the other end. So
exactly,
it's going to be hard to beat Tennessee. It really is.
And that's why I don't want to get to Jay just because I don't want to short him because we're about to take the top out of the break. Like when Jared asked about what is Tennessee's weakness, Tennessee does not have a weakness. You literally have to pick your poison. You have to just pick the best way you think you can beat them and just roll with it and take your lumps. And I do think that is the zone defense. And when you've seen Tennessee get into ruts offensively this season, it's been when opposing teams have gone into the zone defense. If I remember correctly, Georgia Tech did that and muddied up the game. Tennessee struggled to hit shots and did give them a chance to somewhat be relatively close in the second half. So if I'm Florida this weekend,
that's what I would be doing.
Missouri coming up. I believe Tennessee plays Arkansas next Tuesday or Wednesday. If I'm Florida or Arkansas, I'm playing zone and sticking with it the entire game and just hoping that Bone, Bowden, Grant, Admiral has an off-shooting night, because that's the best way you're going to beat them. It's hoping that Tennessee stinks that night.
There's just so many guys. Like, if Bowden isn't working, well, maybe Lamonte can step up. If Lamonte's not stepping up, Jordan Bone probably will. Like, he just got so many options. It's so fun, man.
865-255-03. We want to make sure Jay has all the time he needs. So we will take a quick timeout and come back on the other side of hour number three. Stay with us. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.